Foley, Hobbler.
Yeah, if you're just up for a quick pop and drop. A quick pump and dump. A quick splatter and scatter. Just head into your nearest church. It's the easiest hobby you're ever going to run into. Say, for example, it's Friday night or something. You haven't lined anything up. You didn't think you wanted anything, and now you're feeling a little frisky. Well, you just pop into the nearest church. Most of them are open for people to stop by and make their peace. You walk in, you find the preacher, the pastor, the priest, whatever kind of church it happens to be. You say, bye-bye. Excuse me there, Father. Maybe you could help me out. He'll say, yes, my son, what is it? Say, I was just out. I was at a singles bar, and I was having a drink, and I got to thinking, this is so horrible. I mean, everybody meeting, and you know, all these girls, all they want is sex all the time, and I'd like to get to know somebody, frankly. I'd like to get to know someone to be my life's partner, and I got to thinking, as I was having that drink in there, what do I really know about these people? What do I really care about them? It's just going to be a tawdry one-night stand, and I just feel dirty. I just feel dirty, Father, and I was wondering, as I was passing by here, do you know any girls that, like, attend the church that are nice girls that maybe are looking for a nice guy that are not into the singles bar scene? And, of course, a little light will go on in his head because he knows everybody that's in the congregation, and he'll know that 25 to 31-ish girl that doesn't really date a whole lot. I see she's packing a few extra pounds, but keep in mind it's 9 o'clock Friday night. Hey, you can't be so choosy, you know what I'm saying? He'll say, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I know a girl, Henrietta, who is a very nice girl, comes to all our services, and I think she'd probably like to meet a nice young man. Wait here, young man, wait here. And sure enough, he'll go zipping back into the vestry, whatever you call it, the vestibule there. He'll grab the blower, he'll call up Henrietta. Believe me, she'll be down there in 10 minutes. Believe me. You use the 10 minutes to take out your pocket knife and clean out your fingernails while you're waiting. And sure enough, she'll come bustling through the door, and Rachel will say, hi, Henrietta, this is, what is your name, young man? Nino. Nino Guismanella. And right away, you've got a built-in trust because she doesn't think you're a lecher. I mean, she mentioned, the preacher introduced you, for crying out loud. Then you go out. You know, have a little dinner, what the hell, see if there's any vibes there. If it looks like, well, what the hell? In times of war, it's very easy to segue from the restaurant to your house. After you say, you know, this has really been nice to talk to someone nice. I don't have to worry about the pressure of whether or not they're going to be groping me at the end of the night. Tell you what, let's go to my place. Do a little Bible. I have like a Americanization of the Bible. It is, you know, some controversial, but it's nice. We could read the Bible a little bit and talk, maybe. Maybe say a couple of acts of contrition or whatever. So bingo, she's over at your place. You're sitting together on the couch. I don't know, whip out some baby pictures or something, cornball. Show her that and then look at her hungrily. Keep in mind now, here's the thing that hasn't been out on a date probably in a month and a half years. She's sitting on go herself. Just look at her and say, you know, something wild is happening to me. I never feel this way. I'm always complaining the way people are always trying to touch me. And right now, I have got the urge to touch you. That's when you go ahead. Plunge your lips hungrily on hers. Believe me, she will respond. Believe me, and then, you know, a couple of minutes later. You're home free. Sweet, 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 sweet. And then, of course, in the aftermath, you know, when you're ready watching a ball game, you know, and you're ready for a little peace and quiet, then you can say, oh, my God, what have we done? What have we done? We've given in to our baser needs. Oh, I feel like we've let him down. Please, nobody, Dubisky, send you the Belinkis. We can't go on this way. I love you so much, and I would treat you this way. I would treat you like some tawdry tot. Oh, and then, you know, you say, no, please get dressed and go, because I don't trust myself with you here any longer. I don't trust myself. I want you again and again. We've sinned once. I think that's enough. Perhaps I shall run into you in the church, and maybe, good maybe, we'll get down on our knees and we'll pray. You take care. Okay, bye-bye, Clam. And then, you know, you got the ball game on. No fuss. No boss. And then, you know, if you get to feeling randy again, you just merely go to another church. And another one after that. And another. And another. And bloody well, another. But you say, well, sure, Grace, sure, but I bet you in a year's time I'll have gone through all the churches in my area. What then? But that's when you break out the yarmulke.